Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back. As promised, Alison Curtis with you on Weekend Breakfast. We have someone who's going to help us along the way with our weekly food shop. Viral chef Will Coleman joins me from New York City. Will, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm happy to be chatting with you about all things food.
I know. It's my favorite topic, Will. And do you know what happens for me as well is whenever I'm on air and we talk about food, I end up getting hungry and I can't go anywhere for a while because I'm still on air and I'm in studio.
Well, next time you got to bring a snack along with you during your studio time.
I know, exactly. So will you tell us a little bit about yourself first before we talk about the article that caught my attention?
Absolutely. My name is Will Coleman, New York City-based chef, and I create lots of recipes online that you can follow along with on Instagram or TikTok. You can find me at Chef Will Coleman on all platforms to follow along and join the community. And I love feeding people great food and showing people how to save money while shopping in the grocery store.
So I'm unusual, Will, in the sense that I actually like grocery shopping. I kind of love the...
Me as well.
like I like trying out new places and taking my time and maybe going down aisles and really looking at labels and considering what I'm going to buy now. And I know it's a luxury of time that not everybody has, but you enjoy it as well.
I love grocery shopping. In fact, whenever I'm traveling, I, of course, love museums, but I definitely prefer checking out new grocery stores whenever I'm abroad and looking at spaces.
And like checking out different foods that they have on offer that you might not have in New York City, which I imagine you have everything in New York City, though.
Not everything. It's always nice to visit Ireland or London and see what they have in store.
So, Will, I know a lot of people find it frustrating with the grocery shop because that maybe in the family, there's people that have different dietary needs or different taste buds. And, you know, the big thing is that we know it's increasingly gotten more expensive to buy food and we don't want to waste it. So you've come up with something, and this was on BuzzFeed, and that's how I came across you. The 6-to-1 grocery method. You need to enlighten us, Will.
Absolutely. As you said, everybody needs to shop for groceries because you have to put food on the table, but the prices are increasingly rising throughout the years, but we still need to eat. So I've created this method called the 6-to-1 method, where it allows you to create a foundation when it comes to building a shopping list to create less food waste, but create more abundant and vibrant dishes that you can bring to the table for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And you grab 6 veggies, you grab 5 fruits, you grab 4 proteins, and you grab 3 starches. And for me, I love to keep things saucy. So you always want to grab 2 sauces and, of course, 1 fun thing for yourself. And this is just a great foundation to get you in and out the store while saving money, less food waste. And you're also challenging yourself to try new ingredients that you probably wouldn't try all the time. And of course, prioritizing things like fruits, vegetables, and proteins, things that are all great for your diet, as we all know, but also ingredients that can allow you to create various meals that can stretch beyond the week.
So when you do the 6 vegetables, would you vary that up, or are there ones that you think are really worth picking up because they do have longevity and nutritional value?
Absolutely. I love getting hearty greens such as kale, Swiss chard. I think onions are great because it's very versatile. Of course, you always want to keep garlic in your pantry, but you want to grab things that can last in the fridge. But also, I encourage folks to grab frozen or canned items to keep that shelf life a little bit longer. And canned and frozen vegetables and fruits are just as good as fresh.
Well, like frozen foods in particular, isn't it? Because they're kind of captured at peak. Yeah. Yeah.
So, for example, I'm in New York, so I can't always get the freshest tomatoes in fall or winter time. But if I grab a jar of tomatoes, those are packed during peak summertime. So I'm ensured to have fresh tomatoes.
And when you say about your kind of protein sources, do you vary that up as well? Like certain meats are obviously more expensive than others. And obviously there's vegetarians with protein sources as well.
Absolutely. As someone who is not vegan or a vegetarian, I still like to create a balanced diet that allows me to enjoy things like fish, beef, chicken. But I do think it's important as well to have a more of a diet that includes tofu or beans, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, always switching it up to have a diet that is various beyond just your flesh meats.
And what made you kind of come up with this idea of the 6-to-1? Like, were you just grocery shopping one day going and kind of playing around with variables and kind of going, this results in the biggest bang for my buck?
Absolutely. As a chef and content creator, I find myself at the store often. And even though it's for work, I'm still going to save money. And I just evaluated what were the ingredients that I was using the most and ingredients that I could be more flexible with. And I've always prioritized fruits and vegetables. One, because believe it or not, fruits and vegetables are one of the most cheap grocery store compared to items that are more processed or frozen or prepared meals. When you grab more like raw ingredients, such as your broccoli, your kale, your onions, your peppers, your cucumbers, those are going to be more of the items that are more affordable, but also things that are on sale as well at your grocery store. So I just really prioritize eating things that were more whole ingredients, such as your whole chickens or your other proteins or starches such as potatoes, rice, pasta, things that I can make various meals out of and things that I can create a strong foundation with, but use pantry essentials I already have at home to create abundant meals.
And Will, it's funny, we did something, I think it was last year on the show actually, was spoke to a content creator as well about grocery shopping and bills, and we got such a huge reaction, and like her kind of tactic of spending say 10 euro and getting like three meals out of it. So it's always worth a little bit of research and a little bit of planning, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's always nice to have inspiration. That's why I always say you should be following me on social media because I'm always giving you the freshest ingredients and recipes to cook with to get inspired. However, you can just go into the store and grab your six veggies, your five fruits, your four proteins, your three starches and two sauces, and come back home with ingredients that are abundant to make amazing meals. I think I always have a challenge in the kitchen, so that could be a great way to do it. But it's always nice to come in the store with a little bit of inspiration. So if you know you want maybe a shepherd's pie and tacos and pasta this week, you know to grab potatoes, your linguine pasta, and your tortillas as part of your three starches.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great idea, and it really took off on BuzzFeed, and I know lots of people are trying it as well. And you know, we're a family of three, but most of the people in our circle are families of four and five and six, and you just need to be realistic on your food shop because it has gone up in price.
And I think it's great to mention that for me personally, I'm a family of two at home, so I'm shopping a bit smaller, but this method works for all family sizes. So for example, when you get your six veggies, instead of grabbing one onion for a family of two, if you have a family of four or six, you maybe will grab a bag of onions. So you just are scaling up each ingredient for each category. So if the method can work for any family size when it comes to shopping.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm definitely following you now, and I'll share your handle as well. And thank you so much for your time this morning, because I know it's very early for you, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure of mine as well. I look forward to enjoying some breakfast in real life with you upon my travels to Ireland in the future.
You have to come.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.